strong, the mighty. The forces of evil can never destroy the powers of the Wonder Man. And though the most formidable journey lies ahead, only one will prevail. Wonder. Wonder. Wonder Man.
Yeah. These haters couldn't get to where I am with a full tank of petrol. My uncle used to drink a can of Kestrel when life got stressful. What kind of person should you be when you wanna make people accept you? What does it really mean when you dream of being famous and successful? When you were born to be special? And I went from the kid in class, take some radio DJ so they could pick me up, to the young rapper everybody's ringing up. Got them looking for a sprinkle of that pixie dust. Mad thoughts in my head when it's blowing up. Like, are you really big enough? I traded friends for fans, some ampersand. Raise your hand, the Wonder Man.
It's a party time. If you don't know, now you know. Welcome, guys. Welcome to our last show.
Woo. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
This is where we have the most fun tips, tricks, guests, and a way to survive your life, college life, just life in general. This is the Wonder World. And of course, as always, I got my guests. They are back. We missed you guys so much. But Mariana is
hey,
back in the
what's
building.
Up? Hey, y'all.
And I got my man Gunna holding it down with us as always.
Hey. I don't know if you hear me all well.
Turn my mic up.
Right here for you just, once.
Yeah, you're here. And of course, last week we had my man in the fast lane holding it down with us here on the radio show.
What's up, y'all?
We got Lane in the building. What's going on, Lane?
What's going on, man? I'm doing good.
Yes, sir. And I am so excited today. We have a special, special day in the Wonder World building. And this is a Hawk Radio exclusive, as always. So let me just start off saying, like, how y'all doing? I missed y'all. I haven't saw y'all in, like, 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was me and you and Mariana Pitten.
Yeah.
You're all
I know. I mean, why are you trying to leave? Sorry, I got a new friend now.
Yeah. Been replaced.
You replaced us pretty quick.
Been replaced.
And now we're all together, right, guys?
That's right. The big finale.
Look at Lane trying to soften it up.
That's right. That's right. Very diplomatic, Lane. Thank
very,
you.
Very.
You had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Good. I did.
How was y'all's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, mine was awesome. We got to, you know, eat some. I mean, it tastes better when you don't have to cook it, too, so.
So true.
Yes, I had a little bit of that virgin coquito.
Okay.
Oh, man, it was delicious. Definitely not nutritious, but definitely delicious.
Yeah, good.
What you guys eat? You know, I know you were out of town, Mariana.
I was, yeah. It was a last-minute trip, but, yeah, I went out to Cali to be with my family.
Wow,
it was really good.
Other side of the country,
yep. So, yeah, wow. It was good. It was good. It was nice to be out there. It wasn't cold. I came back and it was colder here than it was back there.
Oh, man.
It is.
In the low 30s, huh?
Right. It was surprising. But no, it was really good. It was nice to be with them.
That's good.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Lane, what you eat?
Bro, you know, I had the traditional ham turkey and, yeah, that's about it. Nah, I'm just kidding. I had tamales. I love tamales. Then we had yams, we had mashed potatoes, we had vegetables, you know, pretty much your traditional Thanksgiving foods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome. You know, like you said, it's better when you don't have to cook it.
Right.
Absolutely. Gunna, what we eating? What you eat?
Man, shoot. See, I went to, so, like, I don't really see a lot of my family.
Uh-huh.
Kind of, like, different, I don't know, it's just one of those things you don't really interact.
Yeah.
But we, for Easter, like, you know, Thanksgiving, we always try to meet up with family. So, I saw some relatives on my dad's side of the family, and there was like a bunch of family got together, so which was really cool, just to see. But lots of food, everyone brought something, you know.
You bring something?
Yeah, we brought some stuff. I mean, there was.
What did you bring?
Of course, there was.
That's what we want to know.
Food. I mean, my favorite food there. We had like honey ham. We had turkey. There was Smoked gator.
Smoked gator.
Was there.
Oh.
Which is interesting.
Okay.
Was it good, though?
Was it
good?
Good,
yeah.
Really?
It was, like, really seasoned and everything.
Does it taste like chicken?
Was it Cajun style?
Did it taste like chicken? I love that. Good.
A lot of meat does kind of taste like chicken. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something human. We just eat any kind of meat. We're like, how relative does this compare to chicken?
It's like the standard right there. Yeah.
That's what we compare things to.
That's awesome. So today, guys, we're going to get into, this is our 2-hour music finale special. I mean, you have to end off a show like this and you got to celebrate. What better way to do it is just with some music. So we're going to have our music day today. We're going to, you know, get some fun tips and tricks from yours truly and from my panel of co-hosts. So we're going to start out, you know, with a little Mary J. Blige. And I think she's ready to go down. Want some turkey, too, because I am, too. we'll be right back right after this.
Time on my hand. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly, it's slowly driving me insane. Boy, I'm going down.
have is death. See how I'm tripping now? Cause you can't decide what you really want from me. Upset in your desperation, screaming and hollering. How can this life become so paper thin? You're playing so hard to get. You're making me sweat just to hold your attention. I can't give you nothing more if you ain't giving nothing to me. Don't you know that?
Hey, 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 we are back. Was that one of your favorite songs?
Both of them were my songs.
Oh.
So Mary J. Blige, uh-huh. Going Down, that was a banger when it came out back in the 90s.
Ooh, the classics.
Yeah, the classics. Every girl in school was singing that song. We don't know about heartache, but we were still singing about it.
Yo, it was because Devontae broke up with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For Cheyenne.
Yeah. Devontae, I wasn't dating no Devontae back then.
That
is so funny.
Yeah, that's it's awesome. So welcome back, guys. Once again, we played Little L
by Jamiroquai.
By Jamiroquai. Yep. You know what? I almost messed up on that name again.
Yep. Jamiroquai.
And we got to hear a couple of songs from Miss Mariana's
picks. Yep.
And then we got our other co-host also has picks. We're gonna hear them very soon, and also mine as well. And you know, sometimes you get into the groove of things and you love things so much, you know, even things that, you know, you don't want a lot of people to know about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yep. Not.
Right.
The type of crowd that
crowd.
Most people are in, you know, maybe yeah. more niche.
More niche.
Or you don't want to be judged.
Or they'll be right. judged. You know, oh, it's boy. A very judgmental world yeah, nowadays.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got to kind of get into a couple of guilty pleasure songs. And Lane, man, I know you were sweating over here earlier.
He sure was.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't even yeah. know if I want to even let them know. It's okay, man. You are in a safe place. Even hey. Though a bunch of people are listening to you right now.
Remember, we're going in the circle, guys. We're going in a circle.
Right, right.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes.
Yeah, this place might be safe, but like,
yeah.
everyone else?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Why are you stalling? I feel like you're stalling.
You are
see,
stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm just, you know.
Let's get to it. Let's get to that.
What
yeah.
What's
your guilty pleasure song?
My so guys, I have like I have a whole bunch of guilty pleasure songs. I'm gonna be real with you.
You got a list?
I honestly.
Oh, I want to hear this.
We got a little bit of the play. You know what? Let me bring this out for you guys real quick. Okay. I got you.
He had the list, people.
He's got a whole playlist.
Wow.
I don't got a whole playlist, but I got songs.
The playlist is yeah. titled songs.
Okay, I'm just making stuff up right now. Yeah, I have a playlist, okay?
That's the name of it, officially. Gunner, you know that, because that's what yours is named, right?
Yeah, mine's just like a keyboard smash. Dude. That way nobody can, like,
know. Do not play out loud. That's what it's called.
All right, Joe.
Hit it,
so,
Lane, hit it.
So listen, I have a playlist. This is for my brother, because me and him, we listen to literally everything. This is called Happy Ting. This is the playlist name. And it was, like, all of our memory, the childhood memory songs, right? So back in, like, 2010 to 2012, all this stuff.
Okay.
But then as we got older, we're like, Miley Cyrus sucks, Katy Perry sucks, and here we are listening to Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus,
oh,
and all of
them. Okay.
So we got Party in the USA, we got Call Me Maybe, we got Firework, let's see, TikTok by Kesha. Guys, you don't know.
Oh, what happened to Kesha?
She's yeah, still there. So I follow her on Facebook.
And yeah, so look at that, right? And probably one of my other favorites, Poker Face by Lady Gaga. That was a banger back in the day, I'm going to say that.
Very very interesting that you have all female artists are your guilty
yes.
pleasure.
Oh. Yeah, because it's like back in the day, it's such a stereotype. You can't be caught listening
to
those.
To a female.
You know, exactly.
Well, it was that, but also like Justin Bieber.
I don't like Justin Bieber. You know what I mean?
So he's not even on your guilty pleasure list?
He's not even on
Okay, very good. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe not his old kid stuff, but like his newer stuff's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty decent, you know? But, yeah, you know, I'm not
that's
afraid to say
list.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
I like it, you know.
You're representing the ladies.
He sure is.
Yeah, yeah,
you're quite
sure.
the feminist.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girls out there.
Late 2028. What a ladies.
Oh, my word. Yeah, guys, so,
very
you know.
Good. You got my vote.
Honestly, but this goes on to tell, like, honestly, as I've gotten older, I'm like, okay, well, the more and more I'm listening to it, the less and less I'm really caring about what people think about what I'm listening
very
to.
Good.
Right?
Yes.
So
right.
I could listen to that. Sometimes I do listen to this in the gym, you know, when I'm repping a 445 on the bench, you know what I mean?
Oh, fire.
Oh my God. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, look, it's perfect. I recommend you guys try it out one time. You know, it's
that's
great.
That's great. Hey. I love it.
Yeah,
that seems like something you would do in a Pilates class.
All right, guys.
Yeah, probably.
Everyone get hyped.
Jazzercise.
Yes.
Jazzercise.
Definitely go to Lane's private.
Yeah, I invite you guys to. I invite you guys to work out with me.
Fireworks. Yeah. So okay.
All right. So who's next?
Gunner.
Gunner.
So for me. I was, and this is weird because it's like the actual song itself isn't really a guilty pleasure in terms of like, oh, if somebody else listened to it, like, it's not really embarrassing. It's actually the history behind the song.
Okay.
So I was really into Hot Wheels when I was a little kid.
Oh.
And they had like a couple animated movies, and one of the movies, like the menu music was a song called Hot by Smash Mouth, the people that made All Star.
Yeah, love that
and,
song. Classic.
So like, you know, the actual song itself is kind of it's about like cars and like racing.
Please
but...
tell me you're looking that up. I am. Are you looking it up? Because we gotta hear it.
But it's like the actual song itself is, you know, it's just kind of like a, you know, 2000s rock song. It's like, you know, Smash Mouth, like, okay, you know, All Star. Yeah. Like, it's that kind of vibe. Yeah.
But is it recognizable? Like, if somebody heard you, like, oh my God, he's listening to that song.
They would know who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, like, the me explaining the history of, like, oh, yeah, I like it because it was, like, Hot Wheels.
On Hot Wheels.
It's, like, embarrassing.
That's not too bad.
But yeah. The actual song itself bad. Is good.
Yeah.
Actually, Hot Wheels is fire, man.
It
I
is.
Actually found it,
I like
too.
It.
Oh, you got to play it.
Yeah,
it
was no.
Play it at least. Don't cut our mics because we gotta add commentary.
Yeah.
I think it was 2000.
We
gotta play-by-play commentary.
Play-by-play.
We gotta judge Gunner a little
so,
bit.
So what is it?
All right, I'm going to play it. Found it? I'm about to play it. Okay. Yeah. I'm about to play it. All right, hold on.
Man,
you said this was the opening.
It's like in the menu music.
In the menu music.
Yeah, this was. I listen to this so much.
I mean, it's pretty cool though.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't think it's.
Hey.
Lane's gonna add it onto his list.
<He's jamming. laughs> But I would say.
Yeah, it's like Smash Mouth 2.0 for sure.
It definitely
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the,
good.
The music, I would be like embarrassed if someone heard me playing it though. Would probably be more like the electronic music, I guess, that I listen to.
Okay.
Like EDM.
Okay.
EDM. Yeah.
I like EDM. That's what's
EDM.
Up.
It's kind of one of those where people be looking at you weird though. Like, what is this? Like these
that's
like
funny.
These electronic noises. What is this?
What are these electronic noises?
It's like,
I love that.
Like 70, somebody over like 75 just
right,
judging
like,
you.
Like
yeah, exactly. Thank you for saying 75.
I mean, it's like when, you know, when Skrillex came really big in like 2012.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like,
yes.
Everyone was like, what is this?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Because it was music that was always a thing, but it didn't hit mainstream until Skrillex was really
big. Right.
And then everyone's like watching this music video, and they're like listening, and they're like, what is this? This is demonic. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't even like.
Did they throw holy water at you?
Like,
the crash.
Like, we got screamo rock music, hard metal, and stuff. And
uh-huh. Yeah.
But it seemed weird because it was like, you know, digital, electronic, and they got
right.
the lubs and stuff. And you're like, what is this?
What is this? Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, like, you know, especially older generation that are just like, they just don't know.
It just is separate themselves.
It's just not their music as well.
Right.
That's like, if they listen to that, they're like, this is weird. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some stuff.
I mean, I'm kind of like that now, so.
Are you?
Yeah, with certain songs, honestly, it's like...
It's like a generation thing.
It's a generation thing.
Once you get old enough, I mean, it's the same thing with, like, words, like, slang. Like, you hear the slang you used to grow up with, you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. My parents thought it was, like, weird, but, you know, that's just the slang we use.
Right.
And then you listen to, like, what kids are saying now.
Yeah, skibbity toilet.
Like, skibbity.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, no, man.
What is
skibbity toilet, cap.
What is going on with that?
That is great.
Like, let me riz you up, you know?
Riz, yeah.
It's so cringe.
Yeah.
But right. I mean, that's how our parents.
All right, Miss Mariana.
Well, mine is, okay, there's one song. I guess I shouldn't be, I gotta look it up so that I can give you the title of the song. It's We Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I actually like that song.
Oh my God. It's kind of embarrassing that I like it. And then the other one is the Britney Spears song, Toxic.
Toxic's good.
I'd be blowing that in my car. So I put the volume up, but I don't like play it out loud ever.
Okay.
I don't ever play those two out loud.
Can you go a cappella right now?
No.
She's trying to get her voice back.
I know, right? Exactly. No, I'm not singing those, but yeah. Do you know Toxic by Britney Spears?
I do know Toxic.
You
I just,
do? Okay.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, I actually love Toxic. Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
So my sister, when we were really young, she would listen to like Britney Spears all the time. That was like her favorite artist. Yeah, Toxic. I remember her playing it on her CD.
Yeah.
On her CD player and stuff.
I don't even have it on any of my lists.
Yeah.
It's so OG, though.
I don't. This is the only record, so I just kind of.
Yeah.
This is the record right now saying that that's my.
That's it.
But I don't have it. I'll type it in.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll play it, but I don't have it in any of my Spotify list.
Well, you need to add it today.
No, I'm not adding that. Sorry.
Not going to add no toxicity to my playlist.
Exactly. And then one other thing is I do have a playlist that is like highly inappropriate music.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
And I have it under my playlist number one. So I'm just gonna tell you the artists that are on there.
Okay.
So like I already know.
I have Lil Wayne on there.
Okay.
Yep. That's fair.
Cardi B.
Yep.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Exactly who I thought was gonna be on there.
City Girls is on here.
Yep. Oh, City Girls. Yes.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is not on now. What? Kendrick Lamar. So all of them are E.
Yeah.
They're all explicit. So are like very, very ratchet.
They're ratchet
so
artists.
This I don't have on any other list. It's my ratchet list.
Okay. Nice. Hey, at least she has a list to distinguish, you know?
She's the only one that got the playlist.
Yeah. My ratchet list.
So I made a list just to troll people if they ever went through my music, and it's called, like, the Naughty List playlist, right?
Oh, that's kind
and
of fitting.
There's only one song in it, and it's the theme from Star Wars when they go in the bar.
Yeah. I had to play that in bands.
Yep.
Oh, you're in band. Wow.
I was in band.
She knows a little about music here.
I know a lot about music. Because I also play the piano.
Okay.
So when I was 7, I started playing the piano, and then I played the clarinet in band. And then my junior high band teacher was a Star Wars nerd, and we had to play the cantina.
So cool.
It's called the Cantina song.
I am a Star Wars nerd myself, so I would know. Yeah.
And it was like a medley. Yeah, that's how. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. That's
oh,
a good
that's
song,
awesome.
Though.
Yeah.
Hey, that's another guilty pleasure song. Could be the Star Wars,
be,
right?
Yeah. Yep.
That one time at band camp. Yeah,
that was shout out to American Pie.
Yeah,
that was not me.
That was some other school.
What are yours? We haven't heard your guilty pleasures.
I know. I was coming.
You were stalling.
Yeah, you were Stalin.
You were Stalin.
All right, guys. I got
get into it.
I gotta make confessions.
All right.
So when I was between the ages of 7 and like 12, I used to have the biggest crush.
Wait, can we guess? A big crush?
Okay, all right.
Mariah Carey.
Wrong. I did at one point like
Judy
her.
Garland.
Way off. Where did that come from?
Beyonce.
Overrated.
Yeah. No, she was. Was she around when you were?
No.
Between your that age.
No, me and her are close to the same age.
Right. So there's no way that. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
Between what? 7 and 12.
7 and 12.
Paula Abdul.
No. Okay.
I want to guess on that. I'll stop. I'm gonna get
no more chances. Gunner.
I don't even really know.
Think of any artists. Okay, fine. Pop artists. You said
pop artists.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Oprah?
Pop artist?
She didn't sing?
No, she didn't.
I don't know. She was really popular, though.
I should have taken my time on my guesses.
I don't know. Pop artist?
Pop artist.
Pop artist.
Early
2000s? Early
2000s. You were
late 90s.
Late 90s, right? Because between
so
7 and 12.
So I was around, like, the NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Selena.
Tupac, Biggie.
Christina Aguilera.
Ooh, very,
that's
very
really
good guess.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
that was a really good guess.
I don't know any names off the top of my head.
Who else?
Lane, you get one.
I get one.
Ooh, I think I know who it is. Go ahead, Lane. I think I know who it is.
Did we already say her name today?
Ooh, good question, Lane.
I'm only telling
so
you
not
she's
Britney
pop
Spears.
Artist.
Pop artist.
I was going to say Britney Spears, but...
It was Britney Spears.
Oh, my God. I told you.
We did say her name earlier.
I know, but I didn't
said,
want to, like...
See, that was in the back of my mind the whole time. I was like, I'm not going to spoil it for anyone.
Oh, Willie and Britney sitting in a tree.
I forget.
Oh, you liked her?
I was obsessed
with
her.
Oh, that is great. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
I forget how old she is, because she still looks
She
really
was, like,
young.
She's 40 now.
She's in her, yeah, she's in her 40s.
She's still?
She's younger than me.
No, she is
she's
not.
She's, like, two she's years still. Younger than me. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
She still looks good.
But
yeah.
I'll tell you this.
I haven't seen anything about it.
I felt like I was the only black kid in the Bronx, New York.
Oh,
had a crush
damn. I'm sure you weren't. I'm sure you were.
But it was between Britney Spears and Jennifer Lopez.
Did you admit
okay,
it to anybody?
Huh?
Did you admit it to anybody that you liked her?
Yes, I was.
You did?
I kind of shout her name. I'm like, oh, one day I'm gonna interview. And you know what I realized? I spoke into existence that I was gonna be an interviewer one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna interview her like Sway did. And
yeah.
She's gonna love me, and we're gonna have a dance partner type
oh,
thing.
Oh, dang!
It was a whole.
You
thing.
Had a whole fantasy playing out.
I had a
out.
Whole fantasy.
That is great.
Yeah. And yeah. And then I moved. Then when I hit puberty, it was Jennifer Lopez. You know, living in the Bronx. You know. So yeah. The song though I would have is Oh, what's that song with Britney Spears? It's like don't. It's kind of like a limbo type song. I can't. It was kind of like familiar.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Here, I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds familiar.
So we're gonna get into some more music, and I'm gonna play a song that I have a guilty pleasure for. So be on the listen for it. All right.
You keep change the world, I will plot and scheme.
Mario C likes to keep it clean. Wanna shine like gay so deep. Fun rapping, cause that's my dream. Change more deep for sticking to me.
Name of the kink and rock super educated. I'm smarter than Spock. You ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the KIDD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling you with the echo. I'm telling you.
Your skin yearning, cause you're driving me insane.
Welcome back to the Wonder World, guys. We are here once again holding it down, Hawk Radio. And if you guys want to hear any of our shows for the past 3 to 4 weeks, actually, I realize we can also go back further than that. So if you guys want to hear our shows, our previous shows from this semester, just go to hawkradio.primostream.com and you can hear your favorites, Gunner, Mariana, your boy Wonder, and our new guest here, Mr. Lane, as always. And you know, before we came back on air, you know, Mariana just threw some.
She just shade in my direction, man.
Some knowledge.
She dropped some real knowledge on us between what's hip hop and rap. Like, I want them to know, like, what you told us when we were
right
off air.
That hip hop is the genre, rap and R&B is a subgenre of hip hop.
Just keep
so
laying the
when you
down.
Say, huh?
Just keep laying the hammer down. Let's go.
Right. No, I'm not laying the hammer down. It's just I think there's confusion sometimes between an MC and a rapper, and where hip hop is a culture, a lifestyle, and when you're a hip hop artist, you explain to people who you are as a person and the lifestyle that you've lived. And I'm not talking about I got cash. They're talking about how they've worked hard, what they do, and how they show their actions by doing. Right. Mm-hmm. And then a rapper, you can have, for example, Will Smith.
Yes.
Perfect. He example. Is a rapper, right? He rhymes. He makes fun music. Oh, this song rhymes. It's great. Like I said, my example, you know, twiddle-dee, twiddle-thumb. I like to suck my thumb. You know, that rhymes. That doesn't say anything. There's
no,
there's nothing behind it.
There's no substance
right
behind it.
No diss to him. He's a good rapper. I enjoy his songs. It's fine.
I know.
It's all good. But an MC is going to tell you how it is. Eminem. MC for sure,
absolutely
undisputed, right?
Yes,
really good. KRS-One, even a Tribe Called Quest. You can call them a group of MCs. Now, Busta Rhymes was in a Tribe Called Quest
when he started out.
He was really good. I think when he got out on his own, though, in my opinion, he was still kind of like a hip hop artist. But then he started to get into those, you know,
the rap
quirky
stuff.
Things and, you know, the rapping. But I still enjoy him.
Okay, so my favorite artist, I'm sorry, I'm glad you brought that up, is Busta Rhymes.
Yeah,
his style of rapping, obviously he's a very very lyrical person,
right?
And he can spit with the best of them,
and it's fast. So he's got like a style
yeah. of doing his rap,
right,
and like his style, like me being at home, I remember every day, like me watching him is like watching like a cartoon.
Yeah.
He's a very he's very animated.
Very
him and Mute Star used to be like the way they rap, their style and everything, it was more like, I'm going to get up and we're going to party. We're going to have a good time.
Right, exactly.
And I'm going to look out for my crew. But it wasn't like, he wasn't doing what rap does now and like flaunting like his cash, his money. His is more like, I'm with my squad.
Yeah,
we're going
this is what we
out,
do.
We hang out. We're going to have a good time.
Right.
And, you know, going through situations and scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, even when he did the thing, the collaboration
with Janet
and Mary J. Blige.
Right.
And Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Like, even with that, he always had his crew with him.
Yeah.
And they were always going through adventures together. Like a cartoon or animation or something like that. That's how I saw him as a rapper.
He also came around at a time where video was so popular.
Huge.
That he was, I think, by far out of A Tribe Called Quest, by far, because Q-Tip was in that group also.
Yeah, Q-Tip.
So I think he was by far the most artistic in terms of vision, like visually effective. Like his videos were just a masterpiece, I think. And it went really well with, reminds me of Missy Elliott, where she was the same way. When she was, it's kind of like a book. Like, you could read a book and you imagine it in your head. Like, you could hear a song and you imagine it, but they brought it to life.
Exactly.
I think both of them did. Missy and Busta Rhymes was first in terms of, you know, coming up and, because she was more of a producer.
Yeah.
And then she came out and started doing her own thing. But yeah.
Paved the way for a lot of, like,
for sure.
Absolutely.
For
especially
sure.
Especially the female artists. I think also, too, people don't realize, too, rap back in the day had different genres.
Yeah, it's like, definitely different.
You can definitely East Coast, West Coast, North, South,
different
like
styles.
It was different styles. Sure. Even like going all the way down to New Orleans when Bird Game and Lil Wayne and the Carter 2, Carter 3, when they started their whole thing before Drake even came up
Master
and
Nicki
Minaj. And Master P.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
There's definitely a lot of mystical styles.
Mystical.
Damn, I do know a lot about that.
Yeah.
Mystical for sure was another rap, a rapper for sure, yes. Who had his own style. He had that fast style. Syncopated, you know, rhyming and whatnot.
Mystical had a very distinct style.
He did. It sounded like he yelled, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
DMX also
DMX,
had his
yeah.
own style, too.
Rest in peace. He did. Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and then, like, look at the groups, too. Everybody was together back then. Like, you know, you had the Rough Riders. You had
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. Out, the classic. Then you had Outkast. Only one showing up in Atlanta. Why do you think they have they have pictures and monuments after them? They're
right.
the only one that
right.
put them on... Game, no, them and Jermaine Dupri and all of them, they put in some work over there, and it just showed like the diversity that the hip hop game had back then.
Yeah,
it was so much unique.
For sure.
You know, that's part of like what makes today feel so bland and repetitive is because there's not that unique style of culture
anymore. Yeah, and I think the only one who I could probably say is maybe closest to being an MC would be Kendrick Lamar.
Because
even with Drake, it kind of like a rapper too.
Like
I don't
a pop
feel,
star almost.
Yeah, I don't feel so much that he's like cultural. Even though Drake is from the West Coast, or not Drake, Kendrick Lamar is from the West Coast. Excuse me. I still feel like he's more he can consider himself a rapper, but it seems like the way he does his music, and I think you could put it probably the closest I could say right now.
That's fair.
Compared to then,
I don't know. Kendrick for some reason brought J. Cole.
Yeah, you can't have Kendrick without having J. Cole in the conversation too.
Always, because we had a conversation the other day at the WMNF radio, right?
Yeah,
and we were talking. We literally had the same two names in the same conversation as well. So, you know, when you hear Kendrick, J. Cole also comes into the conversation.
Absolutely, you cannot the MC.
At least for me, Kendrick feels like he came after J. Cole to me and how I've discovered their music at least.
I
knew J. Cole way more and a lot way before.
Yeah, and I think I knew J. Cole before Kendrick, only because he's from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I lived in North Carolina, so everybody was like, oh my god, yo, who is this MC
up and coming
guy? Like, he was like taking over the game, like having these concerts and like selling it out. He was in Greensboro, Fayetteville, Charlotte. He was just like, he was killing it over in the South, because they were like, okay, you know, Lil Wayne's chilling now. He's chilling. You know,
yeah, he is.
You don't have no
right.
You don't have those guys in the South. Outkast is retired now, so.
It's kind of sad, yeah.
Yeah, but.
It's not as collaborative as it was back in the 90s, for sure.
I think
the era of, J. Cole was, still part of culture in terms of how they made music and stuff, but it was not as and collaborative.
Right.
That's where you started getting solo stuff, and then after J. Cole's era, when you get to Drake era and stuff, it's getting to that. They're also solo, but then it's just the same kind of music. It's not really very culturally integrated. Like, it just felt general boring. Because they had the same boring
elements. Repetitive. Yeah.
I mean,
same like 808.
You could see throughout the years how much it really has changed.
Even more now.
Yeah, the passion.
Still good, because it still had, even though it was plain, it still had talent and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they had some uniqueness to it. Now, though, a lot of music that comes out now,
it's just so exactly.
You can listen to three different artists and be like, those were three different artists?
Yeah, and it's the same thing, right? Because it's you hear the same stuff over again.
Right.
There's very similar,
the same thing,
very similar flow. Very similar.
Yeah, the
flow
exactly. It was very similar.
Yeah, that's a big cultural difference. Outkast era and stuff.
Yeah.
Versus now.
I mean, it's
way their flow and how they spit and stuff.
You would have you were mentioning that you had groups doing it way back in the day, like 90s to early 2000s, stuff like that. And, you know, they were passionate about it in the game and everything. And now you don't even have notable groups. You had Migos in 2017, but they really fell off. You know what I mean?
And quickly, too.
Yeah.
It's as soon as they came up, they came
right back down. Their first album. And then they were out of there.
They were more, you know. I mean, you could just tell by their style, though.
Yeah.
They were more of that just
oh, we're here for like a fun time party, but they're not like really.
See,
that
it's the passion,
you know,
right?
Make a couple good songs.
It's now it goes like it goes back to the passion part. It goes back to, are we selling it just to sell records, or are we trying to tell a story?
Right.
I'll tell you this. There are some underrated. Like, I want you guys to go out your way. I want you to hear Little Dicky. Little Dicky has a song called Bedtime Stories, and he's having a conversation. It gives me like that R. Kelly, like Track from the Closet type of theme. But this guy is rapping as he's having a conversation with a woman.
Yeah, a lot of Lil Dicky's style is like it's like he's having a conversation.
He's having a conversation, but like nobody does that now.
What's his name?
Little Dicky.
Little Dicky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, why? What a why?
I actually know a decent amount about him. So he's actually like, you know, grew up in like a pretty, like maybe above average family.
He's from he's Jewish.
Oh, so white guy.
He's like as non-rap as it gets in terms of when you think of like what a rapper is. Like, oh, you know, I when I think of a rapper, I start thinking of, you know, like, oh, we got Straight Outta Compton, Eminem.
But see, he doesn't do that though. His rapping,
Logic, right? A white guy, he's still kind of like, he's got black in him from what I know.
Yeah.
But like his appearance is white, but he still has like a soul. Kind of a black style.
He has that soul to his work.
But Lil Dicky's like, he's as white, bro.
Yeah.
He's as white as it gets.
That's a good way to put it.
The way he talks, the way his like background, his knowledge, the way he has a conversation.
Exactly.
So you brought him up. What's your favorite song of his?
The Bedtime Story? Yeah.
What was the one where he was like, you know, in the song, he's like getting interviewed by Snoop Dogg?
Oh, that one's a really good one, too. And he explains that he's a rapper.
But he's
a comedic rapper, but he doesn't take himself seriously.
Like, it is serious, but it's not.
He can, hear one of his freestyles. Go out your way. He did a freestyle for Sway in the morning, too.
Rapper, 2015.
Yeah. He said he's a professional rapper. He has a comedic feel to it, but he's not taking it seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. It's his own creative style, and he has very creative videos.
I think
I'll have
song,
to look them up.
His videos are actually really good. I think the song Professional Rapper is like a really good look into him as a character and like what his music's about. Like, if you want to know anything like Lil Dicky, whatever, blah, blah, watch. Or at least listen to Professional Rapper.
Yeah.
Professional Rapper says on here on Spotify is number 5. Number 1 most listened by Lil Dicky is Freaky Friday.
Friday. I was going to bring that one up.
Oh, yeah. That's why Jay
also made Save That Money, which was
Save That Money.
Number 3. That song was specifically about like doing everything in a music video that a rapper has, like
that's
got boats,
great.
Money, houses, supercars,
but
they tried to do it with like literally no budget.
They
just asking people favors.
Okay.
Like,
he literally got onto a set that T-Pain did for his song. He was like, "I just wanted to use your girls for like like 2 minutes and pretend like I'm this and that."
Oh, that's great.
And then he goes to like this burger spot and tries to save money on like not getting like fries or something.
So literally saving money.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he's like talking about using his friend's Netflix account and stuff like that. It's amazing. Like,
that's pretty good. That is funny.
He kind of reminded me of the Beastie Boys.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Oh, and they're Jewish too.
And they're Jewish too.
Keep it in the family. His number 2 song on Spotify is Molly. I don't know if you guys have heard
Molly,
it.
I heard of that one.
And then he has another one, Earth. That's number 4.
Yeah, Earth. That's the one he did when he was trying to, like, you know, save the, you know, environmental
like
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why I like Spotify, because I like to see what's popular amongst listeners.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, somebody telling me, hey.
He's very... His topics of his, like, decisions and what he wants to rap about. All of
It's just like... It's like
they're not orthodox.
He's like, I'm just an ordinary dude that just knows how to rap really good, and like I just want to be a little bit funny too.
That's good.
And he has a series called Dave. So then he has a spin-off series called Dave. Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Nice.
He's doing his thing. So guys, do you guys think the rate that we're going now with hip-hop and rap, do you think like it's heading towards what happened to rock and roll pretty much?
Yeah.
What do you think's happened with rock and roll? What's your opinion on that?
I feel like it rock and roll got away from rock and roll, and they more to like EDM. You know,
it's
kind of
sad. You know what
In
I mean?
In what regard, though?
I'm thinking, I'm saying far as, did, you don't hear, I mean, besides Linkin Park coming out with, like, their new group or whatever.
Like, old bands making new stuff still.
Exactly.
It's not really, like, new bands.
And it's not, no creativity. You don't really get that rock and roll feel to it. Like, country music is still country music.
Yeah, now, that's, like,
kind of. There's, like, country pop still. There's, like, country pop it's now. Just, but,
it,
yeah.
I think a lot of it, too, is the creative process. Like, take think about, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? Like, yeah. They're a group that literally would just be out in the swamp in, like, this wooden box. Call a shed.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they're just doing whatever, improv, making music, just, you know, creative, like trying new things and just exploring. And as a group, like working together and stuff. Now everyone's behind a laptop, you know, producing stuff. You don't really have people getting together, spending hours and hours and hours just
writing lyrics, just making
throwing
notes,
stuff at
stuff
a wall
like that.
See what sticks.
All right, guys, we're going to get into part two of our music special because we're about to head into the second hour here. I hope you guys are enjoying the content here that we got played on the radio here, exclusively for Hawk Radio. This is Wonder World. I'm Wade Lane, Gunner, and Mariana. We'll be right back right after this.
A singer in a smoke cave.